was bundled up in big coats. The sky was as grey and bland as it had been for weeks now, and the wind whipping through the car park was chilling, but none of it could dampen Marjorie's spirits. "Are you excited, Marjorie?" Clementine asked as they walked together towards the school. "First year you're in charge of the Christmas menu and everything." Marjorie grinned back at her cheerily. Clementine looked hilarious today, all wrapped up in the ginormous scarf, the matching bobble hat Marjorie had knitted her years ago, covering her grey hair. "I am, actually, Clem. I think this one will be the best yet." "Well, it can't be any worse than the year we forgot to defrost the turkeys anyway, can it?" Marjorie could not wait to get into the kitchen and start planning. She had been thinking about it since September. Half because she was nervous about it, and half because Clementine had been pondering since August how early it was socially acceptable to get the Christmas decorations out of the attic. Much to Marjorie's disapproval, Clementine had decided that the beginning of November was fine. They had barely put the Halloween decor away before she was already trying to smother their living room with lights and tinsel. Though it seemed that Clementine was in good company. The cleaning team had already dragged the Christmas decorations out and thrown them up all over the school. The hallways were full of wonky-looking artificial Christmas trees and frayed paper chains, and the teaching staff had already started begrudgingly sending around Christmas cards. The whole kitchen team had come a long way since Marjorie had taken on the kitchen manager's post the summer before, and she had somehow managed to turn their ragtag team into something resembling a well-oiled machine. It had not been an easy task by any means, especially since the former kitchen manager had been in place for such a long time. Marjorie knew that no one enjoyed change, and she was proud of their little crew, feeding 1,200 school pupils and all the teachers and business support staff every day was no mean feat. Officially titled Education Centre Nourishment Consultants, they all preferred to be called dinner ladies, except for Clementine, who enjoyed being difficult. Marjorie and Clementine entered the school, buzzing themselves in using the new security pass system. It had been set up by the headmaster and the security team after the nastiness earlier in the year, involving the death of a colleague. Marjorie had been glad that they had finally decided to do something more to keep the staff and students safe than just give Gary Matthews on security even more hours to work. Although it did mean that twice a week, fellow dinner lady Seren would lose her pass and be late to start her shift. Marjorie smiled to herself in anticipation as they strode up the flight of stairs to the first floor and into the canteen. The shutters were still closed, and she could not wait to open them for another fantastic day. Clementine swung the kitchen door open. Marjorie was not prepared for what they found inside. The entire room was covered in a horrific mess of baked beans. They were everywhere, smeared up the walls and all over the usually spotless stainless steel work surfaces that they spent so much time sanitizing and polishing every day. There was even a layer of beans slowly dripping off the ceiling, one at a time, landing on Sharon, who was sitting on the floor wailing as Karen fruitlessly dabbed at the mess with a roll of kitchen towel. "What?" Marjorie stared in horror. "What happened?" Sharon wailed from her place on the floor, wiping beans from her kitchen tabard. Karen gently patted her shoulder. "It's okay, Sharon. We'll have it all cleaned up in no time. Anyway, at least it's something to post about on our mum's Facebook group. You can say your husband spilt them. Get a lot of likes and that." Marjorie's second in command, Gloria, appeared from the long corridor that led to the walk-in fridge and freezer and dry store. She was pushing the mop bucket, a very sour expression on her face, her black hair spilling out from her hairnet in disarray.
"I tried to stop him, Marjorie, but he insisted he could carry it all."
She gestured to the huge gastro tray that usually housed all the decanted beans for lunchtime's jacket potatoes, now upside down on the floor, and obviously the cause of all the chaos.
"He slipped, carrying the..."